Shamatha meditation number 3, awareness of awareness, of consciousness meditation. So we start again by finding a good posture that we can stay in for a while, and we use the 7-point meditation posture because mind and body are interdependent and they influence each other. It really helps to be alert and stay focused if you have a good meditation posture. So first check your legs. Best if they are completely crossed. It can also be in full or half lotus position, otherwise simply in a cross-legged position. Your arms and your hands. You can hold your hands loosely in your lap, about 5 centimeters below your navel. Right hand on your left hand. Thumbs touch each other so they form a triangle. You keep your shoulders and your arms relaxed. Always keep a little bit of space between your arms and your body. Your back is actually the most important. Should be straight so the energy can flow freely up and down your spine. So keep it stretched, relaxed and straight. As if there is a string that pulls you up, pulls your back up. Your shoulders are apart, somewhat like wings. And just check if you hold your head. Your head should be just slightly inclined forward so that your gaze is naturally directed towards the floor in front of you. You could keep a spot on the floor. It's up to you if you want to keep your eyes open or closed. But for this meditation, it could also be good you keep your eyes open. But just, you know, like see through the little hairs, you know, just a little bit of light coming in. And then your lower jaw is relaxed, your teeth are slightly apart, not clamped together. Mouth is relaxed, lips loosely on top of each other. And your tongue rests lightly on your upper palate, with the tip lightly touching the back of your upper teeth. So when you found your meditation posture, just fixate it. Next step is to awaken a positive motivation within yourself for this meditation. For example, I'm sitting down to meditate and develop my consciousness and to gain control over my mind so I can help myself and other beings with all the obstacles on the path. Then also awaken a positive motivation for today, so you can make the most out of it. What is your intention? What is your motivation for today? Just focus on your body and go inside. Become aware of your heart, your heartbeat. And go to your belly. Become aware of the energy in your belly, sensations in your belly. Focus on your hands and your fingers. Become aware of the warmth in your hands, the energy in your hands. Contact with your lap or your knees. And just check, how does your body feel at this moment? Really try to arrive in this moment. Just a person sitting on a cushion in this meditation space. You focus on the left side of your face. Become aware of the energy and sensations in the left side of your face. Same on the right side of your face. Go to the center of your face, become aware of your nostrils and your breathing. Become aware of how the air comes in through your nose, going through your mouth and throat into your lungs. And if you breathe in deeply, it feels as if it's going all the way down to your belly, where it sits for a while and then it goes the same way back. So just focus on your breathing. Breathe in deeper. Just focus on your breathing for a moment. Just check if your body is completely calm and relaxed. If there is still some tension, try to calm it. Next, you're aware of how in this space we are surrounded by all the Buddhas and the Bodhisattvas and other enlightened beings in the form of tankas on the wall, Buddha statues on the altar. And if you're used to take refuge, we can do it now to the Buddhas and hereby awaken the mind towards enlightenment. The desire to achieve the highest level of consciousness, not only for ourselves, but for all sentient beings. Sangye Chirang Tsoki Choknam La Jangchu Padu Ragni Kyab Su Chi Dagi Jin Sagi Pesunam Ki Trola Pensi Sangye Drubasho. Until I'm enlightened, I go for refuge to the Buddha, the Dharma and Sangha. By practicing generosity and the other perfections, may I attain the state of enlightenment in order to benefit all sentient beings. Fino all'illuminazione prendo rifugio in Buddha, Dharma e Sangha. Tramite la pratica della generosità, delle altre perfezioni, possa al più presto ottenere lo stato di Buddha per il beneficio di tutti gli esseri senzienti. And now to generate a bodhicitta motivation, we think of the four immeasurables. We pause a little in between to really feel it in your heart. And the first is, may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. It's sometimes really difficult to expand your thoughts to all living beings, but it's really beneficial if you can. to try to wish all beings well. It doesn't matter if you like them or not like them. So may all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. So here we generate a heart of compassion that wants all beings to be free of suffering. Doesn't matter if you don't like them or like them. In fact, it's actually good to think of the people that we do not like or that have harmed us. But try to wish them well in this way, and try to see that it is due to their suffering that they do the things that harm us. Because if their hearts would be peaceful, if their hearts would be free of suffering, they would behave in an entirely different way. May all sentient beings be free of suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings never be separated from the bliss of higher rebirth and liberation from samsara. And here we actually rejoice. We rejoice in other people's goodness and good qualities. We wish that they will continue to develop themselves. And they continue to grow. Reach higher rebirths. And this rejoicing for others brings joy to ourselves, which is the antidote to jealousy. So really try to cultivate that feeling of joy in rejoicing for others. all sentient beings abide in equanimity. And equanimity helps us to open our hearts in an equal way to everybody, without bias or prejudice, without being attached to some people and holding them close, but also without having an aversion to others and keeping them at a distance on purpose. Because we try to understand that everybody, every sentient being, wants exactly the same as we do, simply being happy and free of suffering. So try to cultivate wishing everybody well in an equal way. And then for the shamatha meditation without an object, also known as the consciousness of consciousness, your attention is not directed to anything. It is not focused on something at all. Not focused on your breathing, not focused on love or compassion. For the next 20 minutes, you simply let your mind rest in its own nature, simply being aware of its own presence without doing anything with it. Maybe you can find the gap that is in between your thoughts and the other elements that appear in your mind. And this gap, this space, is where you can find the mind in its natural state. And in this meditation, you will rest your mind in that space. We do not only relax our mind, but also our body in its natural state. Just as if we can finally relax after a long and heavy sport exercise, having done a very hard job. It's like we tire ourselves out, then we relax completely. And this is how we rest in this type of shamatha. your thoughts. Do not generate new thoughts. Do not manipulate or change your mind in any way. Leave it as it is. Experience that spaciousness of the mind. So for the last few minutes, you just let your mind rest. Do not think about anything else. To conclude, we dedicate all the merit that was generated through this meditation. You can dedicate it to somebody or something in particular. But you can also dedicate it more in general to the welfare of all sentient beings, including yourself. Now you do your personal dedication, and I'll end with a dedication prayers. Geva di nyudu da glama sangye drukunye drova chikung malupa kyo ki salaga pa sho. Janchup samchok rinpoche ma ke panam ge gyuji ke panyam pa me pa jang gung ne gung du pel ba sho. To the merits of this virtuous meditation, may it quickly attain the enlightened state of a Buddha and lead all living beings without exception into that enlightened state. May the precious bodhicitta mind that has not arisen arise and grow, and may that which has arisen never diminish, but increase more and more. A causa di questi meriti possa io realizzare lo stato di Buddha e guidarvi tutti gli esseri senza eccezione. Possa la preziosa bodhicitta che non è ancora sorta sorgere e quello già sorta possa incrementare sempre di più. And now just take your time to come out of the meditation. Maybe first moving your arms and body a little, stretching your arms. And then slowly open your eyes fully again.